From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Six national farm and biofuel organizations want the EPA to enact regulations that help facilitate year-round sales of E15 nationwide. The group says the move would result in lower tailpipe and evaporative emissions during the summer ozone control season and improve air quality. In a letter to the EPA Administrator Michael Regan, the group says reducing the volatility of gasoline by just 1 pound per square inch would yield significant environmental benefits. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are pleased the House of Representatives passed two bills to provide producers with greater transparency in the cattle markets. The House voted 418-9 to advance legislation that would extend the authorization for livestock mandatory reporting through September of 2022. The authorization for LMR is the most important tool cattle producers have for understanding transactions and trends in the cattle markets. By a 411-13 vote, the House also passed the Cattle Contract Library Act. The House also passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act to try and solve some of the challenges in the U.S. supply chain. In recent months, ocean liners from China and other countries have been returning to their home ports empty after delivering to the U.S., making it hard for U.S. ag to export commodities. The legislation would prohibit ocean carriers from unreasonably declining opportunities as determined by the Federal Maritime Commission.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.